afternoon. This is Bob Farrington from Diaz College. Maybe the first time I've heard your Hopkins Jazz Ensemble, because I've always heard concert bands and things at Music in the Park. So doing a Yazaninsky chart is a great tune to open with. Good control, good dynamics, intonation is good. So right there, you keep it nice and light there. So on that chord there at 39, the trombones and trumpets have that dotted half note. I'd like to hear more balance, all four voices, or three voices of the chord. So that would be important. And make sure there at 43 that da-da-da-da-da is clean. Yeah, it seems like sometimes you rush the third eighth on da-da-da-da-da, but da-da-da-da-da, be very careful with that. Yeah, so again, all these chords at 79 and 80, I would take them out of tempo. I mean, I'm nitpicking here because it's a really good band and all that, but just take those chords in the brass and saxes in this case at 79 and get the balance on that, then the downbeat of 80, and even 81 without the fall. You know, hear what the chord is, then the fall will be natural. Okay, good trumpet solo, brave. Come on, saxes, fill it out. Hey, your director's getting more out of you. Lead alto has really got to sing on top, and second alto, second tenor, really fill it up. So sax is kind of a dead sax section sound. I don't know if it's the mouthpieces you're playing on or embouchures, but Greg's a sax player, actually. So I would take a look at that, because there's not a lot of projection. It's kind of a, what I call a flat dead sound. I mean, you might be curling up your tongues inside the mouth instead of keeping your tongue flat like a diving board, where the air just pops right in the mouthpiece. From afar, I can't check embouchures, that kind of thing, but I would think about that. Yeah. So right there, trumpets, keep your air going at the end. So hit that, and for young bands, hitting that forte piano, you got to hit it, come down, but then as you crescendo, keep your chops set at the corners of the mouth so that the pitch doesn't go haywire. And then especially at 176, then the dot, so getting that chord with fast air, trumpets and trombones and saxes. Okay, pretty good ending. Yeah, nice tune to open with. Well done, captured the style really well. And the thing I'd like to say is control. It seems like all the groups I've heard from Hopkins over the years have great control. So that's very good. Okay, alto feature here. Don't rush beat four. So ba 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 right on four. Thank you. Yeah, if you can use vibrato to get the pitch variation to warm up the sound. So on the top end, like on your highs, B's and C's, don't pinch, relax the jaw, be firm at the corners, but thin lower lip, point the chin or flat chin, so it allows the reed to vibrate. Good trombos, nice little counter line. Honest to goodness, you should hear the recording Johnny Mathis has done this. I've played the Johnny Mathis show many times. He always sings this song, but the way Johnny sings it is the way you'd want to make it sing on alto sax. So I'd urge you to either on YouTube or whatever get a hold of Mathis's recording of this. So make sure the time is good there at 49. Ba, 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 not ba, ba, ah. At 49 is coming. You guys are anticipating kind of playing it on the and of 3. Instead of a downbeat of 3. Actually, and of 2. Oh, I see. I was page ahead of it. So 32. Right on 4, not on the and of 3. So this modulation to the new key, make sure the chords and the trumpets, trombones, lower saxes are in tune here. The accidentals, the F sharps and the trumpets, or E concert. The low G and the fourth trombone, that kind of thing. Yeah, and she did a nice job on the improvised part at 42. Yeah. Very nice. Good. Yeah. Nice chart too. It's a perfect one for middle school. Good arrangement. Let's see here. What are we doing? That was Angela. All right, so now we are to also watermelon. Same arrangement. Okay, two bands in a row. Watermelon. Okay. Yeah, the vibes add a lot to the sound there. Make a little more of that fall. It can be more of the, I think you're afraid to have the pitch go haywire, so you're not crescendoing enough saxes. So you hit it, come down, keep the chop set, fat, blow fast air to crescendo. And make more of the fall. It's got to dig in more. Do, do, da. You're playing a little too nicely. This is the kind of tune you can really dig in. Do, 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 da, da. Kind of gritty. Got to get some grit to it. Yeah, good on the berry. Yeah. Okay, so sax is the, you just, unfortunately, it's not as jazz, it's not nicey nice playing. You can really dig in there. Do da do 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 but do da da da. Gotta dig in and tongue a little bit harder and for the style. It's a little just too too square because you're laying back too much. You can go for it. Just the kind of tune you can. You can get dirty and chicken scratching, you know? Good rhythmic feel in the rhythm section. Yeah, go up to the top end of the horn, honey. That's good. Fast air. Come on, sax, he's digging. Making it over the 5-4 changes there. So, you gotta get, I hate to say, a little more chicken scratch and maybe a little more nasty here. Yeah, up there on the high end, you can kind of growl a little bit, hum and blow at the same time. You can, every now and then, don't do it all the time, but scoop a note to give it some expression. Right now it's almost, and this is kind of the comment I had earlier about the whole sax section, it's almost too classical sounding. It's got to, unfortunately, be a little more mean and nasty. And I know it's hard for junior high school kids to think about. But it's the concept of it. And you got to learn to be able to do that, as well as turn around and put your classical hat on when it's asked for. Yeah, good with the Barry player again. So everything's really clean, in tune, the whole thing, but the feel just needs to have more bite to it. And so drums, you can really help with that. This is kind of like the shout chorus of the tune. So really big fill in there. One thing will help the drum solo is sing it, you know, and you'll play that, because otherwise it comes out really stiff, and sometimes the time goes, either rushes or slows down. Okay, that was very good. I was looking for where that is. Well, really nicely done. There's a really good band. In this case, maybe plays with too much control, but the intonation and balance is pretty darn good, and I just wish it had a little more grit to it to get the jazz style a little bit more than the classical style. But overall, great teachings going on here. The phrasing's good. It's all that. It's just not enough grit. And I don't know how you make people do that. But I was looking for the drum part. But I guess it's at 72 that I was talking about with the drum fill. Kind of sing that to yourself going into 72. You know, so that it leads the band into that shout chorus. Okay, and the same thing at 90. All right, hope these comments are helpful. It's a very good band, really good instrumentation, really good teaching is going on here. So make sure you're listening to jazz on the outside, like KCSM radio station on YouTube. So, because if you're only doing jazz in the classroom, you're not going to progress as fast as you'd like to, I think. So, keep all the good work that you're all doing, and I hope these comments are helpful. And best wishes for the rest of the school year.